back.
Bye. Hey, Sosha.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome back. I missed this.
Me too.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone for having us in your space. We missed you last week and hope you loved the recording with Q.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I would love to know, like, where have you been?
Well, I don't know. You might have recognized the place as well. Where have you been?
Well, I guess we just better say it, right?
You say it.
Girl, we did a thing, didn't we?
We did a thing.
Oh, my
goodness. A great thing.
That's right. So, okay, so I'm just going to say it. Zosha and I, we are so excited to share that we spent the last week in Bimini Island, Bahamas, swimming with the wild dolphins.
Yes, we did.
Oh, gosh, it was so amazing. Excuse me, I'm getting my voice back. So just pardon the...
Were you singing too much?
I was singing too much. But yeah, so this whole show today is going to be about our experience with the dolphins, the creative process, how we created this experience. We are the creators of our reality. So how we created this experience, how Zosha and I worked individually as well as together in creating this amazing, magical experience, and details about the beautiful, beautiful retreat center that we went to. So, yeah, how does that sound to you, Zosha?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll let you tee all of that up. Does that sound good?
Yeah, perfect. So, and we didn't tell anyone, right? We didn't tell anyone.
We went offline. For many reasons. I'll just add that in, just to kind of be in the process and feel it. And we did it last minute, so there was a lot of logistics involved. So we were quite focused on that, and we felt just to stay present with what we were doing. So go ahead, girl.
Right. Thank you. So, okay. So we went to Bimini Island in the Bahamas to a beautiful retreat center called Wild Quest. Amazing, amazing group of individuals. So Bimini Island is about 50 miles east of Miami up on the Florida coast. And we started out our journey. We both flew down to Fort Lauderdale the day after our last show. So June 1st. And Zosha, you and I have only been with each other twice in person before. Everything else has been, you know, just over the phone.
That's right.
So it was such a treat. You know, Zosha and I had never traveled together before. So, you know, you really get to know somebody when you room with them and you travel with them.
Yeah, you do.
I think we were really good roommates, though.
I'd do it again.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
With you is what
yes,
I mean.
Yes. So just a little bit about Bimini. It's made up of three major islands, North, South, and East Bimini. And we were staying in North Bimini in a beautiful location right on the water at a place called Wild Quest. It's a beautiful home right on the water. They have been swimming with the dolphins, with the wild dolphins, since 1995. And what I love about Wild Quest is that these dolphins, they're wild. It's on their terms. We're sovereign beings, all of us. All life is we're all sovereign. So I love that it's on the dolphins' terms, you know, and that's key to me. We're honoring their space. We're honoring their, you know, what they want to do and what they're inspired to do. So that to me is what sets them apart from so many other places that you can swim with the dolphins. I honor that. I love that.
Can I add one piece just to add to that, how they do that? And we'll get into it at another moment too. But we'd be hours out on this catamaran. It's beautiful. Just finding them, they'd have, you know, records of past times where they may have located them. And once we found them, we would just observe them, how they interacted. They know that the crew know the signs of what they're displaying, if they just want to play, if they're just hanging out. And then they decide after time, just being with them, being in presence with them, they decide, all right, get ready. We're going in the water.
That's right.
Isn't that kind of mirror what we try and do?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Okay. I'm going to work on not saying exactly or beautiful twice in a row because
I love it. No one remembers.
Good. That's so great about being in presence is nobody remembers shit. That's great.
Exactly.
So,
Exactly. Go ahead.
anyways, we met in Fort Lauderdale. We flew down a charter company, a charter plane company flew us out to Bimini. And immediately, Zosia, I will say, I felt really good. I felt so good there. I know Q has talked many times about how you feel on your legacy land. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not living on my legacy land in Virginia, so I don't know what that feels like. I felt so good in this location. What about you?
Yeah, I remember we looked at each other and I felt the same. And I said, I feel we'll be back.
Oh, absolutely. I was like, yeah, exactly. We're coming back.
Agreed. We've been there before.
We've been
We
here
all know
before.
this, the majority of our audience, right? If you've been with us together, we speak Q. And just as a side note, isn't it interesting, Lauren? Wild Q est, Wild Quest.
Ooh, yes.
It just made me chuckle. I didn't connect that until on the way home. But also, just as a side, hold your point of what you're about to say. Welcome to our new friends. If you're here listening, we're so honored. And we'll get into all of that at another time But we're just honored for all of our new listeners as well. Go ahead, Lauren.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so where to start? Okay, so like I said, WildQuest has been in operation since 1995. This is an international crew. Okay, they come from all over the world. Some have been coming since, very young ages. You can feel it. They love what they do. It's a lot. It's they love what they do. I mean, I felt so loved. I felt safe. I felt cared for. The attention to detail was just stellar. Every even down to just how you're greeted in the morning. They had an amazing chef who prepared these beautiful meals with these the spices, the robust flavors. That it was just amazing. And she created them with love. I could feel it. But so we played with the dolphins all week, and WildQuest provided a way for us to do that. We're on this beautiful catamaran. I've fallen in love, Zosia. I have fallen in love with this beautiful catamaran boat. It's just like home to me. And basically, the first day that we were there, we were welcomed with some yummy homemade bread and drinks, and we got to know each other in a circle. And they were going around the room, and we had to, like say everyone's name. And I'm thinking, oh God, I can't remember anything. How am I gonna do this? But I did pretty good. I surprised myself. You did too. And we were like the last ones, right?
Agreed.
Sorry, I'm all over the place. Okay, so the first day we're out on the boat. We had lunch, then we went out on the boat. And the rest of the week, I mean, every day, basically, you're spending time out on the water on this gorgeous boat, and in presence with the dolphins. But before we go talk about the specifics of what we experienced and our takeaways, I know you wanted to share about the creative process and how we, my mom. I remember my mom saying, "Oh, you're a lucky girl." I'm thinking, "I'm not lucky. I created it. This is our now. This is what we were creators." So, what did you want to share about how we created this amazing experience?
Yeah, I always feel like, thanks, Lauren. I always love I love when people share their processes. I love when people share their story of how they got there, and it's interesting. So I felt to share just in case people, I remember getting in a frustrated place where I just want to mutt, like I just want to do something and whatever it was. But I've observed this a couple times, one with our radio show and another time with this. And I'll say it, I've shared a couple, if any of you remember calling into Q a couple times, I've had some dolphin experiences here where I live, where I know this is legacy land, one of my legacy places. So at that time, just say last summer, there's no time, but last summer at another moment, I started to research more about dolphin. How do I get to know dolphin more? I was really inspired by Q's information about dolphin. They're holders of the light and universal knowledge. So I researched it and WildQuest came up. Wow, that looks amazing. And there were retreats going on, but it just wasn't for me at the time. So I actually sent it in to PRQ as a project. Like, oh my God, this is so us. Can we all do this? Can we all gather? Isn't this perfect synchronicity of we're all connect? I know I'm connected to the dolphin. So I sent it in with excitement, but I let it sit there. I didn't have angst about it because my life, other things were going on. And the dolphin would come back in other ways, personally or in other moments, and just they always had a sweet presence ever since like the first big experience I had. So going through, we had our radio show, that all started. That took precedence of time and whatnot. So just to fast forward, I was sharing with Lauren a lot of experience. Well, I shared it on the radio as well. Different places were coming to me to visit, memories, knowledges, however you want to say. Different things were coming to me. And as I shared some with Lauren, you started to share some feelings to desires to travel and do things. So we'd put it together in our own way and then share some things together. And we were growing this opportunity. That's how it looks to me. We were just growing it, feeling it. My point is that nothing. Things don't happen that fast for me. So observing the process. And then when I was in Maryland, on my way to Maryland, we were talking. Something got closer. Oh, by the way, Mike had shared, he went to WildQuest on his radio show once, and it like brought it back to the forefront of myself. Like, okay, let me hold that, feel it. Life was busy. Then you and I spoke on the way to Maryland, and we were getting like a little antsier to do something. To feel it. And I said, oh, wait, check this out. I'll be on the road, but check this out. And you looked at it. I don't know how long. It wasn't that long. You got back to me and, like, yes, I'm in. I'm like, all right, I'm on the road. Like, I like a little space when I plan. And I said, which one looks good to you? And you said, June 1st. It's also the one that stood out to me. And what's significant about that, because I'll share dots later, is I was speaking with Lucia in a group. And I just wanted to make a decision in my life. And she pushed a date on me and she said, how about June 1st? Put something in the sand. How about June 1st? I was like, oof, I don't know. It's like June 30th feels better. It's just a little more space. And as I dwelled in that date, I said, actually, that's significant. Now, I didn't try to do anything by June 1st. I just sat with it. So I'm sharing it just if anyone else observes how things come about in your life, like you mentioned, the creative process. So when you confirm this date, and I did it, I had a ding. Oh my gosh, it's June 1st. Like, this is amazing. So incredible. So again, I hope just sharing the process stands out for some of us Q people because it's one of the things we talk about. So that's kind of it. That's kind of the piece of the creativity part. And then it just unfolded. And the commute, I'll go into that in part of my story, but the communication with the dolphin for me started before leaving. They sent me impressions and images. Very powerful. It started before the trip. So I recognize also our levels of communication are profoundly different than what I have ever known. So go, girl.
Oh, excuse me. I'm just feeling into that. Yes, everything you said, and I will add to that. We had talked about a couple of different locations that we wanted to go to based on memories, knowings. What happens is you tend to get yours. There's no competition here, but just observing, you tend to get yours first. We share light. And then I'll get there, but I get there in a different way, just observing. So we had a couple places we wanted to go, and you sent me WildQuest, the website, and I looked at it and I watched. There's a beautiful YouTube video, like on the one of the main pages, and I'm looking at it and I'm watching the dolphins, and I just had tears just streaming down my face. I'm like, that's it. That's the next step. I
Dolphin
just,
Bliss is the name of that video. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. It's stunning.
Dolphin Bliss. Yes, it is. And I knew there was no doubt, no question. That's it.
No
That's that.
deliberation.
No deliberation. It's that knowing within my heart. So, I mean, communicating with individuals there, it was easy.
Can I add something to what you're saying,
Please.
Lauren? Also, our prior shows, like we're speaking out loud and figuring it out as well. We're just sharing our conversations with each other. So how dolphins, as we said yes and put down our deposits, we would marvel, can you believe this? Look what's happening. We're talking about dolphin. We've spoken about dolphin birthing centers you've brought up, and we've talked to Q and Mermaid about it. It's just all these pieces is like, another click. Everything just starting to click more. And we're like, okay, there's no mistake why we're going here, right? And we even shared with each other that, of course, this has to happen first. We have to meet them and reunite with them. Whatever words you want to use, we knew this had to come first. Would you agree?
I excuse me, 100% agree. And it was just, it was an easy decision. It was very easy. So I think it's great to share how this all came about, because I literally said, I said, well, you know what? If two slots are available for June, for the week of June 1st, then it's meant to be. And if not, then it's just not meant to be in that week. And I'm okay with that, because there's, they have retreats running from, I believe, May to October. So, that date, I don't know, June 1st just felt good. So, and if it, like if it's meant to be, it's all going to work out. And it did. And
It
it, yes, it did. So, Zosia, after, okay, and I will say this, I thought this was really cool. I remember when I went on a cruise in 2018 and I was in the Eastern Caribbean, and I actually went to the island of the Bahamas, or I think, I can't remember if it was Nassau. I can't remember where we went as one of our ports. I didn't get off the boat. I just didn't want to. I don't know. I just didn't. However, I went to other locations, in the Caribbean, rode the horse in the ocean, did things in the water, but I came back very different. People said, something happened to you. What happened to you? You seem different. And I'm like, I don't know. I just went on a cruise. But I know, because of what's there, right? There's this activation, right? In our cellular memory, in my cellular memory, there was this activation, and there was this longing and this yearning to go deeper. Like, I always wanted to know the deeper meaning of things. The surface level answer wasn't enough for me. So this time going, and now it all makes sense, because I'm like, what is so special about this place, right? And the dolphins in Bimini, because the Bimini dolphins are very special. It is actually at the, I think I have it written here. Is that like the tip? It's at the edge of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, you told me that. I didn't know that while we were there.
I didn't either.
Yeah, well, when I looked it up, it was Bermuda was the point. It's apex. At the left, it was Miami, and at the right, it was Puerto Rico, San Juan. And we were at the flat part, the bottom part. I didn't know that, so that was cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I thought that was really interesting, just what you've learned about ley lines, grid lines, vortices.
What else was there? What else was there? What did we swim by?
Oh my God, I gotta tell this. Okay, so on wild, excuse me, each day we go out, and the crew, they're feeling into the dolphins. They're like you said, they have their spots that they go to, and we're not pushing anything. We don't have an outcome. We're just there. So, two of the days, they take us to cool places to snorkel. So one of the places that we went to, it was the road to Bimini, or Bimini is Atlantis Road. And this is from the Wild Quest, I believe it's the Wild Quest Facebook webpage. And it says here, a favorite spot to visit on our retreat is Bimini's Atlantis Road, a mysterious formation of giant limestone blocks 18 feet under the ocean, appearing as an underwater road about a quarter of a mile long. Some people believe this is a clue to the lost continent of Atlantis, the prehistoric advanced civilization once mentioned by Plato and predicted by Edgar Cayce, who claimed the lost city would rise again at this spot. So, we go, the crew, excuse me, one of the crew members got in the water, and we all swam, a certain distance. I can't remember the exact distance, but it was about a 20 minute, 2, 10 minutes to and 10 minutes back. And We swam across this area, and I remember Zosia, we were swimming next to each other, and I was like, "We've been here before. We're coming back." But we've been here before. So I reached over and I put my hand in your hand and I said, "We're sisters. We're doing this together." And it was such a beautiful, precious moment for me.
I just got chills. Yes, it was. And we held hands the whole time. And we couldn't speak because we had a snorkel in our mouth, which was beautiful just to do it in the silence. And just to do it in the silence was profound to be, like you said, to be back again. There's just a knowing, a resonance there. And yeah, there's so many things like this you can't even put words to sometimes of what really is happening inside and still, right, integrating to this point. But it was beautiful, sis. Honored to do it with you.
Yes, it was. It was. I don't know. My heart just said, reach out and hold your hand.
Yeah. It was, and we did it on the way back, and we hugged, and we also snorkeled in Mermaid's Garden. And it was just winks, love notes all over the place.
I think I was on the boat that day. I wasn't feeling all that great that day.
Well,
So
yeah,
yeah,
but you went over it.
I did. That's right. That's right.
You
They did
went, I
this.
did it for you.
That's right. They have this really cool thing that they that Wild Quest does where it's like a tow line. It's like a rope, kind of like you're skiing, like you're water
Like a
skiing.
water skate, yep.
Yeah. And you're basically everyone's holding on and they're pulling you slowly and gently through the water. And you look down and you can see all these amazing, amazing things, such as the Mermaid's Garden that you mentioned.
It was beautiful.
I'll do it the next time I'm there. I'll do it the next time.
That's what we learned too. Everything that happens is just perfect. I mean, we all know this, but the metaphors that happen on the boat and everyone's individual experience and what they shared, it's just everyone gets exactly what they need. And we'll talk more about our individual dolphin experiences. But I observed, and it was very cool by being with the dolphin. By the way, there's spotted dolphin and one time we saw what's the other dolphin that we saw? The
Bottlenose.
bottlenose, thank you. Bottlenose dolphin on the first day in the water. We had both experiences and both incredibly different, stunning and beautiful. But anyway, we can go on about it. I feel like we can do two shows about this, but is it time? Should I share my experience? Do you want to share your experience?
Oh, yeah, please go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Did you want to add something to the rest of the touring?
Basically it was just, every day we went out on the water. We packed our lunch before we went. We had lots of water and food. They also had amazing snacks in the afternoon. Had some really yummy chocolate chip cookies, homemade, and kiwi, oranges, pineapple, and a bonus. We had the music playing and people dancing on the way back. And it really, you could just let loose. People were having fun. I was, I can't help myself, Zosia. I was singing, I was singing and dancing and just doing my thing because that's me. We'd get back around, I don't know, seven. Yeah, I think seven or so.
The focus is seeing the dolphin. So that's why that late hour, we're really all dedicated to finding the dolphin and being with them. That's the focus of the trip.
Exactly. I mean, I can eat when I get home. I can eat later.
Well, we're very well taken care of and all
Oh.
that you just shared.
Absolutely. One day, just to, I guess, save time and we were dropped off at this area that we could go swim at the beach. And Zosia, okay, this is something I wanted to share. So I've always loved the ocean. I started going on sailboats when I was a little girl. I think I was, I don't know. I was very little, 2 years old, maybe less than two. So I'm very familiar with sailboats, but I've never been out in the ocean like that, except on a big cruise ship. So I was a little nervous about jumping in the open ocean because I'm like, oh God, what's down there? What's down there? So when we stopped and they let people jump from the side, they opened the door and they took pictures of each of us jumping off. It was so cool. But I was like, I can't remember what was said to me. Like, are you ready or how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm nervous as shit, but I'm gonna do. Sorry for the language, but I'm gonna do it. And we jumped together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did twice.
We did. We have pictures. It's, but once I did it, Zosia, it felt so good. You know, the ocean is an amazing teacher. So when I go to the ocean, I feel expansion. It's life force energy. It's limitless. It's no boundaries. And I feel alive. I feel so alive. So, just being able to, you know, let go and surrender and just trust, right? So that jump for me into the water was very symbolic of that. But then once I did it, I mean, I didn't want to get out of the water. Right? It just felt so good. The water feels so good there. It's so beautiful. It's just the most beautiful shade of blues, crystal blue. So yeah, I wanted to add that piece in there as well. And one more thing. The first time I got in the water with a snorkel, I was a little, you know, it was just a lot going on. I was, you know, managing the waves. I was managing the snorkel mask, this new apparatus on my face, my fins, and just a new environment. And so there was a beautiful, beautiful being there who's one of the crew. And this beautiful being worked with me to help me feel comfortable in the water and my breathing. And because of what this person did, it set the tone for the rest of the trip. So I was able to actually expand my lungs, open up my lungs, take in the air, and really savor what I was looking at, what I was witnessing, you know, underwater, as well as with the dolphins. There was also something else I wanted to mention. Oh, one of the days, excuse me, one of the days that we were out in the water, it was, you know, not the most ideal conditions, right? It was, I don't know how to gauge what you would call stormy weather, you know, especially out at sea, because I know it can get a little rough, but you know, it was some bigger waves than what I'm used to. I'm used to just being out on a lake or a river. So what did we do? We embraced the storm. We got up in the front and we would just go with the waves up and down. And it was like that inner child of me was just like, woo! Just having fun and just embracing what was happening and just letting it be. And we were all, I mean, you were there up there a lot longer than I was, but just getting wet, having, you know, our feet go into the water as the boat would go down and up. And I loved that. That was actually one of the best days for me. So I just wanted to add those in before I forget. Okay, so now we'll start with this. We'll start with this. What was your reaction when you first saw the dolphins? We saw them the first day from the boat, and then the next day, that's when we got in with them. Two totally different perspectives and experiences. So is that kind of along the lines of what you wanted to go into, or whatever you want to share?
Yeah, I'd really love to talk about the dolphin because, and also it's also personal too, just of like what you shared and the pieces you got are all, we all have our own story and our own way of receiving. And for me, the dolphin were obviously the main highlight. And of course, you can't know what to expect, but I felt that connection early. And then I had sweet discoveries that also, I'm a person who's, I've been in silence for thousands of hours. I've lived essentially a really, really quiet life. So I was actually quite nervous a little bit to be around so many people. I was a little agitated a little bit at the beginning. It's like, oh, what am I going to do with all these people? Are they going to think I'm rude if I go sit by myself? So that was the piece actually I had to learn outside of myself, or not had to learn. I did learn. And I'll just add that piece of the beautiful interaction and the renewal of spirit to reunite with such stunning heart-centered people was so invigorating and so deeply moving. I'm so honored to have held space with those that I've had time to be with, and vice versa. It was really so beautiful. So it was the piece I needed to fill out that I wanted to fill out. So that's such a big part I can talk about. But the dolphin, to your question, we had 2 days. It was on the first day that dolphins approached us. We didn't enter the water that day, but a large pod of dolphin, the Atlantic spotted dolphin, followed us, and they just play. It's just my goal to be like that in life, to just play, have fun, spontaneous. They're in the present. I mean, they're teaching just by being. They love to have sex. They love to interact. They're just sensual, as we know all of this as well from Q. But so just to watch them was an interaction in itself. But the other piece that they do is they'll turn to their side and make eye contact. And we know from Q as well that eye contact, they can transfer universal knowledge to us. So it was just delightful. And that, I believe it was the end of the day, I spoke with a facilitator, and she's had a lot of experience in the ocean with dolphin. I called her the dolphin goddess because she actually went on 17 trips to be with the dolphin. It's very funny. And I said, what was one of your most memorable experiences? And she talked about being in the water with one of the elder spotted dolphin. And you can tell they're older because the older they are, the more spots they get. And she said, and it was really beautiful because I can even see the wrinkles around her eyes. And that really sat with me, just really touched me. So that evening, I had another interaction. Now, I'm not a person who usually has visions and things like that, but I had an interaction with the older lady, dolphin. Just she made her impression known to me. Again, it's not the world of how I usually get knowing, but she came to me. Beautiful. Let it go, went about the next day, enjoyed the snacks and everything that you shared. Beautiful. But then we get into the water. It's our first time in the water. And we get our snorkels on and we go in. You know, they time it, everything. Everyone get ready and you slide into the water. And the beautiful staff know how to dive down to the bottom. And it's really cool because once you start diving, it's essentially an invitation to the dolphin. Mm-hmm. At that point, I'm just on the surface. I'm really just in the snorkel and mask. Well, it felt like it was an hour, and it's hard to share. I didn't know if I should share this because it is personal. I could never quite explain the depth of the interaction, but here comes this lady, and it's the same lady that came to me the night before. And it's like, she's cruising perpendicular to me, right across eye to eye the whole time. Now it's probably 20 seconds, but it felt like 10 minutes, and we're just staring because there's no time. We're just looking in each other's eyes, and I'm saying in my heart, I love you. I love you. And she just cruises on by. She does a circle, and then, you know, and then other dolphins come in both directions, right past my body. It's just beyond amazing. We're in the wild, in the middle of an ocean. And these beings, our family, are interacting with us. And then I'll just fast forward. I'm just like, you know, everyone wants to share their stories. We're telling our stories of our interactions. And I can't remember time anymore, but another day goes and I see this dolphin. There's dolphins swimming at the bow of the boat again. And we're sitting in the front like you described. And I'm looking and one of our friends says, I feel I see these young dolphin that were interacting with me yesterday. I'm like, interesting, because this lady feels familiar. So I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm just like, okay, she feels familiar. But then the crew verified that it was the same pod. Oh, interesting. Maybe that was her. So as I'm noticing her, I'm watching her, she turns sideways, other ones turn sideways. I just feel something. And I notice that her right fin is missing from essentially the elbow down. I'll just say halfway down. Okay, interesting. So I take note of that. And then later in the day, I'm chatting with one of the crew members and I'm telling him about my interaction. Like, this is why, now I'm way more excited at that time than I am right now because I'm trying to get my story out. And I'm telling him, and they know the names of some of these dolphins. And I said, do you know her name? I just knew it was a woman. I didn't check any bodily features. And he said, Sophie. And I got chills through my body because Zosia is Polish for Sophie. Sophie's a significant name in my life. And I was like, wow, like you can't write this. So you just start to feel how personal your own creation becomes to you. It's a marvel. It's a marvel to me. I just love all of the details, and I really love to share it just in case we have these moments all over our lives in some ways. But then the last part that really was a clincher is I'm sitting at lunch with a bunch of people we just snorkeled with, and we pack our lunch in the morning. We bring it on the boat. It's so fun. We eat our salads and all the things that we packed, and we're chit chatting. It's about eight of us. You weren't there, Lauren. It's about eight of us. And, I share something with someone, and anyway, the rest of the group is like, well, tell us, tell us. I was like, I don't want to bore you with my story. They're like, maybe we want to hear. I'm like, okay. So I tell my story. Thank you for egging me on, because something else came out. As I'm telling them about the injury to her fin or the missing fin, what I always wondered in my life, I have injured my right arm below my elbow, seriously, on multiple occasions. Broken bones, pins, I have one you can go into it, scars. My lower extremity and right arm has been pummeled in this experience. And I always wondered one day, like, what the heck did I do in a last life? Like, what's with my arm? And then to see her, and I just had, now if Q was here, I'd ask him and he'd say, you already know. I experienced omnipresence in another vessel. And I'm like, holy shit. That is me. No, believe it or not, that doesn't matter. It's my knowing, it's my story. And that's what came to me. Oh my gosh. When Q comes back, I will ask him about the story, but it was profound integrating. But it was amazing when we talk about us being in other vessels and we know that, but to witness it and swim with a wild animal who's far more intelligent than I am, and then to share wisdom with me. And by the way, the name Sophie, the name Zosia means wisdom, which is interesting that that's what the facilitator shared. It was a wise old woman. There's just so much to it. It just gives me chills, actually. Amazing. And that was just one of the moments. Did everyone have a moment like that? I don't know. It's hard to explain. You know, sometimes there are people on the boat, but I have to say this. I personally witnessed and felt the dolphin interacting with the people on the boat. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to be in the water. And I know that from personal experience because it interacted with me when I was at home. Mm-hmm. That consciousness, that ability that we can all communicate with each other and feel each other. Don't even have to be in physical presence. No, we kind of know that, but to experience it, you don't have to be in physical presence with another. It's profound, profound, and it just gets stronger and stronger.
Wow.
And that's my story with Sophie.
I remember you telling me that story, and I was just like in awe. I was just, 'cause I remember there were two spotted. There were two spotteds on that first day on the right side where we were sitting. Do you remember that?
There were a few. Get this, Lauren. Just sorry before I forget. There is an image of us on the boat somewhere, and when I look, she's right there swimming in front of me. I was like, wait, is that her? And I see the fin. I'm like, I'm going to ask them if they have an image of her to purchase. It's in that photo. It's just unbelievable. It's knowable. Mm-hmm. I'll say it that way, but
it's a new word.
Yeah, exactly. It's knowable. It was profound. So it's, and no coincidence again that we speak about the dolphin and what we're uncovering and putting. Oh, I have something else to add about Mary too, but, again, I feel like we could have another show. So go ahead. I'll leave it there. I had a time to speak. Go ahead, Lauren.
If you want to share it, please share.
Okay. But then I want to ask you the same question. So just a quick story. I was with a group of three other women, and you know who you are if you're listening. She introduced Mary and the dolphin. I was like, huh, I love Mary. What about Mary? What do you know? But she connected it to, and you're not going to believe this. she shared a book she was reading about Mary. I don't remember the title of the book, but we had talked about Mary. I said, oh, Lauren and I spoke about Mary in the threes. Things always come to me in threes. And Mary in her threes. Another Mary was or is connected to the seas. She mentioned Stella Maris. Mary, Our Lady, is considered the star of the sea, very special to seafarers. Interesting. So she goes on telling me about this book and mentions Stella Maris. That's a popular name in the Christian tradition. And Mary's role as a guiding star on the way to Christ. And I was like, okay, I haven't heard as much connected with the dolphins, but what you shared and we found in previous shows. Also, Mary's name in Hebrew is Miriam, which means drop of the sea. So this lady, I won't name names, but this beautiful person was sharing a story about Mary and some others and talked about underwater crystal palaces and Mary's connection to the water. And she goes on to read this whole section. And if you can believe it, I know you all can, who were used to Q. Not kidding you. I was so excited. The next morning, For the People puts out the article about the black rocks. Mm-hmm. There's not only one, there's like five different images of crystal palaces under the sea with dolphins swimming. She even, our friend even mentioned pools. Some of the pictures have pools. I'm like, what the heck is going on? This is amazing. It's just amazing how it all comes together. Like we're telling it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And, the woman that wrote this book, I come to find out, guess where she swam with the dolphin?
Oh, what, Bimini?
Wild Quest.
Of course.
I didn't make that connect. I didn't have that connection until I was just looking up some things and there it is. I'm like, oh my gosh, the woman who wrote this book went there. So that's not my angle of knowing, but it was our friend's angle of knowing, you know, we're all coming together. We're reuniting with the dolphin or reuniting with there's other beings like this who may not follow Q. As we know, there's other beings of light and they activated me in other ways. She activated me with my sound, with my hearing. It was really interesting. Just so many, I just can't say enough, but I felt that pretty incredible that she was describing these images and there they are in For the People.
Do you know it was 1 o'clock in the morning and I pulled up For the People. I don't know. I got up to use the bathroom and I'm like, oh my God, she's not going to believe this, but you're sleeping. So I'm not going to wake you up.
So fun. Did I tell you about that? Cause you weren't there. Did I tell you about the castles and stuff? The crystal palaces? You saw the dolphin.
No, it was, you were sleeping and I saw the article. No, you hadn't told me. No, you had not told me. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking at the article and I'm like, you can't make this up. This just
amazing.
It's amazing. And just to add, Sosha, the people that we met on this trip, it's no coincidence. They may not know about Q, but it's like there was the connectivity. It's like I have never met these people and some of these people in my life, but I feel like the connection was instant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just talked to him on the phone 2 days before getting there. It was
exactly
just, right. Like I'm just like, wow. I just it was so amazing.
That's how you know you just slide into it. Just like it's easy. Light connects. Yeah. Exactly. So many things going on. But I want to make sure before we get to the end of the show to ask you the same question back to you. Did you, because we're all talking about the dolphin, if you don't mind me segueing into what was your first memory or most memorable memory upon seeing them and or swimming with them? If you want to share.
Yes, I'd love to. So when we were on the boat, the first day I saw them, I just, it's indescribable. You know, you hear people say, oh, I went and, you know, did, you know, swam with the dolphins, but they're usually in captivity. It's not in this, you know, they're not in the wild. It was just a sweetness. It was just a pure sweetness and gentility. And I mean, I just, it was indescribable. You know, it's like you see them, you see an image of them on the internet, but when you're there, it's just so different. It's sacred. It's just very special. So I'm just observing them, watching them, how they move, how they breathe in the water, their ease and grace when they're swimming along, their playfulness. Some of them are flapping their tails and putting on a show for us. I mean, it was just, and I remember looking at them and just saying to them, I love you. I love you. And, you know, just talking with them. And like you, I was already connecting with them before the trip. So when you get there and you're actually doing it, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. This is really happening. So that was from the boat. When I got in the water for the first time, there were two. I believe they were, it was a spotted and a bottlenose. I could be wrong, but I'm swimming and I see two that are side by side and they just flip and are vertical and just floating there, like just vertically right next to each other. And like they're waiting for me. Like that was my experience there. You know, they're waiting there for me. And it was just so. I couldn't believe I was, it was surreal. I couldn't believe I was actually in the water with these beautiful, graceful, ancient beings who have so much knowledge. I can't wait to do it again. And interesting that you shared about your beautiful story about Sophie and your connection with Sophie and omnipresence. And in case the listeners do not know what omnipresence is, it's you know, we're spirit, excuse me, we're spirit, we come from oneness, we come down here in a physical vessel, and our spirit is animating this physical vessel. However, we have the ability to fractal out our a percentage of our consciousness in other physical vessels. We just don't remember. I know other vessels that I'm currently animating right now. I just know it. And who I've animated and been in, who I've shared light with in the past, as you do as well. A lot of us do. So the omnipresence piece, I remember hearing about one of the dolphins named Kiwi, and she had her fin was a little jagged, right? And I'm like, huh, you know, I had a very bad back injury 20 years ago. I worked as a nurse at the bedside in the intensive care unit, and I was, you know, I had a back injury that I sustained working with a patient. And it really, it was rough. You know, it took me about a year to get back to normal. So I'm looking at her and this dolphin, and I'm like, wow, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong, you know, but something, I just felt this connection. And she kept swimming. Like each day I'd go out, like she was there. Or as I remember, she would be there kind of swirling around me. And then also I remember hearing the first of the clicking. You know, the clicking sounds that they make. And I mean, they just, you know, I want to, okay. So my dad used to do scuba diving. He was a big scuba diver. So he wanted to, he's been looking at selling his scuba equipment. I was like, Dad, no, do you still have your mask and your fins? Got the really nice long fins. Yes. Oh, good. Can I borrow them? Because I need to practice my diving because I would watch the crew dive down to the bottom so gracefully. I mean, Zosia, we had a bunch of mermaids and mermen on that boat. We were amongst the mer people.
Yeah, we were.
And they made it look so easy, but they've been doing it a long time. So I'm like, ah, I want to learn how to do that. So one of my goals is I'm going to start practicing diving. And that goes along with breath work, obviously. But, you know, I did get down a little bit, you know, diving down. And they would just kind of swirl around you in this beautiful dance. And I just, I, you know, I there's no words. I mean, you know, there's no words. And I too observed how the pod would come close together. They're very sensual beings. You know, and Q talked about this, how sensual they are. There's no limits to love. There's no boundaries. And actually, I was reading about female dolphins, and they enjoy sex, they enjoy pleasure, they have a clitoris just like the human female does. And They enjoy it. So I'm like, okay, well, there we go. There we go. But I thought that was so cool, just observing that behavior in them. So, and you know what? No matter where you were on the boat, they would find you. Like, I'm on the side of the boat, I'm in the back of the boat. It's interesting that you shared about coming out of that cave, if you will. You're get a little nervous about being around a bunch of people because, you know, you spend a lot of time alone. I spend a lot of time alone by choice, just because I'm doing this inner work, and you know, that's my focus right now. So for me, sometimes I found being in a big group, it was overstimulating. So it was the exact opposite for me. I was learning how to just kind of pull back and go within, and how to manage that. It manage that. You know what I mean? So I would spend a lot of time in the back of the boat, just because I was able to. I wasn't. You know what I mean? It was a way for me to kind of just get back. Just give myself a breather. Where was I going with this? Where was I going to go with this? So the dolphins. Oh yeah, the dolphins. Whether you're on the side of the boat, the back of the boat, the front of the boat, they would come and find you. They would come and find you swimming along. Oh, look. And the first time that I looked into to a dolphin's eye, I just had like these chills go through my body, because I know what's happening. I know what's happening. So anything that, you know, that's my experience. And I'm sure so much more is going to come, just because we're in an integration period. So I've really just been laying low and allowing that integration to come in, you know, to my awaken my cellular memory. So yeah, anything you want to add to that? I know we only have like 2 minutes left, a couple
Yeah,
minutes
I
left.
find the beauty of a trip like that, not even with just the o excuse me, not just with the dolphin, but just being on the ocean, completely surrounded by salt water, the sun source, and being in that space, and also being on an island where there's very little tech. We'd never had phones. I love this. Thank you to the facilitator. No one ever brought phones on the boat. Oh, like-hearted people. But just to live in that environment where I feel sometimes it could be tricky coming back, because I even noticed, huh, some mind energy started. Interesting. No, whack, flat, you know, swat it like a fly. No. So it's a great lesson for me, because I've been on an island before where I slept so deeply and peacefully. It was like, oh, there's really is something to be to this, to being in nature, as Q has always shared. I feel he even shared that it's really the only way. Nature is the only real organic, undefiled aspect of this matrix. That's why it's so beautiful, and people just meld into that space. And of course, the dolphin bring that whole other next level of joy, absolute joy, to be around them and recognizing, huh, that's what my spirit's like too, just to be that playful. So I feel like we can even talk about a lot again. There's so much here. And if anyone is ever feeling this, we just shared the creative aspect that it wasn't just, I want to go, I want to go. It was really just holding it in space, just like we all know to do. Many of us know to do, but sometimes we could white knuckle it. And this just came about so gracefully, just like we do in spirit. We're grace and synchronistic and everything in its divine timing, I feel. So,
That's right.
We missed you. One fun fact is we got into an area, Lauren and I, where our recording came on literally 2 minutes into the show. So we sat and listened to it together, and we were giggling and just, oh, I should have asked you this, or ah, shush yourself. Or it
Shush
was really
yourself.
funny. I have to send you that picture. It was funny. That was really sweet. So we did miss you last week, BBS. Thank you. For all that you've done replaying our show for us and all that you do for everyone. And again, to the new listeners, you hear us speaking about Q. If your heart is inspired and you really want the truth of what the F is going on in this place, you will get it. And we listed all of his shows. We listed For the People dot space and the Creation Lightship. And I fire hose myself with all of it, but it is true knowing. And how do you know? You feel it in your heart versus believing. So, Lauren, I'm honored to be on this journey, continue to be on this journey with you.
Yeah.
And
Me
get to
too.
experience something profound together. So,
yes. Yes. Thank you, Zosia. Me too. Me too. And if you want to check out Wild Quest, WILDQUEST.com, located in Bimini, Bahamas, life-changing experience. I can't wait to go back. Oh my gosh.
Same,
So
same,
excited.
same,
So
same.
we love you, the
We're not
crew.
done.
We're
Yeah,
not
we do.
done. We love all of you. Thank you so much for the amazing experience you created and helped create for us.
We love you all. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. PRQ is next following the show. If you want to stay tuned, you can hear Q. Listen to feel his harmonics. Thank you, everyone.
I love you.
Love you too.
That's a wrap.
Thanks, BDS. We'll be right back.